Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas kicks off Season 2 of his Taste of Premiere series, and in this episode he covers Windows to Go for Windows 8. Tune in and find out what it is, how to use it, how to build it, what requirements are needed, as well as how this can impact your business to help implement a truly flexible work style in the ever-popular bring-your-own-device-to-work movement. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Taste of Premiere. My name is, of course, Lex Thomas, and this is the first episode of our second season. So I'd like to thank everybody that watched and subscribed to the links for the first season. We've got an even better season coming up for Season 2. We've got some really cool technology and some cool stuff to show you, like today's episode. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's Windows 8. Specifically, we're going to talk about Windows 8's new Windows to Go functionality. We'll define exactly what that is, what it means, how to use it, how to build a Windows to Go device, and hopefully you'll get a lot out of it. So if you haven't heard about Windows to Go, let me just explain what Windows to Go actually is. It's a completely portable full Windows install. So I can essentially install Windows on any USB device. Now there are some criteria for those USB devices, but USB sticks I can install Windows on and have a completely portable install of my OS. External hard drives I can install on an external hard drive, configure it the way I want it, put Office on it, BitLocker it, make it a completely secure and portable install that I can move from machine to machine. So really the coolest thing about it is that it's a full copy of the OS. It's not, you know, a partial copy of the OS. It's not a stub that connects to an RDP session somewhere. You're actually installing a full copy of Windows on the USB device. And it'll work with virtually any Intel-based machine. So I can essentially build my USB device with Windows to Go. I can BitLocker that device so that it's secure. I can move it from machine to machine, boot into it, type in my BitLocker password, type in my credentials, and completely have full functionality of Windows 8, all my apps, everything that I've installed. And it's very easy to create. One of the really cool things about it is there's essentially just an applet that I'm going to show you in just a second in Control Panel called Windows to Go. And you just launch the applet. You insert the device that you want to make a Windows to Go device, and then you point the applet to your image, and it'll take your image and build the device, and that's it. You can even BitLocker it from within the tool, which is very cool. The other big benefit of this, since we're talking about BitLocker, is that if I create my Windows to Go device and I lose it, I don't really care, right? I've lost the device itself. I've lost the money that I paid for the device. But I haven't really compromised any data. So customer data is secure. You know, important documents are secure because that device is BitLockered. And so that's a very important point. This is what it looks like in Control Panel. In the Enterprise edition of Windows 8, we're actually going to ship an applet called Windows to Go. You just double-click on the Windows to Go applet in Control Panel, which I have highlighted here on this slide. And that'll bring up the Windows to Go workspace wizard. And like I said, it's very easy. You essentially just insert a drive into the box. We'll check for compatibility. It has to be a specific size. It has to be a specific type of drive. In other words, it has to show up as a fixed device instead of a removable device. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But it's very simple to create. Again, something that only comes with the Enterprise edition of Windows 8, but a very cool utility and really very cool functionality. So here's what Windows to Go requires. First of all, your machine has to have a USB 2.0 or 3.0 port. 3.0 is recommended. However, it will work on a USB 2.0 port. It'll just be a little slower, a little less performance. I've actually got USB 3 in the box that I'm using right now, and it's as if I'm running off the local hard drive. I don't really notice any slowness. I don't notice any issues with it at all. The device itself, the device that you create the Windows to Go device on. Has to be USB 3.0. And also, the OS has to see it as a fixed disk. There are several manufacturers out there that create USB sticks. Supertalent is one of them. Kingston is another one. And they actually create certified Windows to Go sticks. And I'll show you those websites in just a few minutes. In addition to just a USB stick, you can use a USB hard drive. In fact, before general availability of the Windows to Go certified USB sticks, I was actually just using an SSD in an external case, plugging it into my USB port, building my Windows to Go image, and that was my portable device. Also, from a size standpoint, has to be 32 gigs or higher. So USB stick has to look like a fixed disk, has to support USB 3.0, and has to be 32 gigs or bigger. So I talked just a second ago about some of the devices that were compatible. This is the Supertalent site, www.supertalent.com/WTG. And these are certified sticks, and there's also a Kingston site I'm going to show you in just a second. But I wanted to talk about some of the differences between a standard USB stick and a Windows to Go certified USB stick. And the reason I want to talk about this is because there seems to be some confusion out there about it. And I just kind of want to clear up exactly what the differences are. So, by default, a regular USB stick, let's say you go to, you know, an electronics store or you go to your favorite online computer parts website and order a USB stick, generally those USB sticks are going to have, you know, a single read channel and a single write channel. They're also going to be looked at as removable media by the OS in most cases. And so there's a couple of issues with that. Number one, one read and one write channel really aren't going to be fast enough to boot an OS and operate an OS at speeds that are acceptable. Right? So the cool thing about these Windows to Go certified USB sticks is that they essentially have SSD controllers. Right? They support 8 read channels, 8 write channels, or S-channel, 8-channel SSD architecture. This one in particular uses a SandForce SSD controller, so it looks like an SSD to the OS, which is really what we need for this to work properly. They're a little more expensive than standard USB sticks, but they're not incredibly expensive. They're not, you know, they're not astronomically expensive. So just something to keep in mind. When you go to build a Windows to Go device, if you decide to go the USB stick route, which is a very elegant solution, you want to make sure that you get a USB stick that's certified. Again, this is a Supertalent site. Hang on just a second, and I'll take us over to the Kingston site. And this is the Kingston site. You can order their drive from here. They've got a 32 gig and a 64 gig. A little bit smaller footprint than the Supertalent drive. And I actually I have one of each. And I like them both. The Supertalent's thin. This one's a little fat. The Supertalent's a lot wider than these are, so these fit nice in your pocket. But they're both great. They both do exactly what we want them to do, and they're both pretty quick. So let me give you a demo of Windows to Go. I've got my Windows to Go USB stick here. See the, I don't know if you can tell that the insert there is blue, but that indicates that it's a USB 3 device. This is actually not a USB 3 laptop. This is an older Lenovo ThinkPad that's USB 2.0. And so we're going to boot it off of a USB stick into Windows 8. And I'm going to give you a demo of that right now. So here is my USB to go stick. I just showed it to you a second ago. I'm just going to plug it into this computer's USB port. And I'm going to turn this guy on and just press F12. I think F12 will give me the boot menu. If not, I may have to reboot it again, but hopefully F12 will get me the boot list. There it is. And item number 4, which I'm highlighting now. I don't know if you can read it. Probably can't. But that's my Kingston Data Traveler Ultimate G2. So that's my Windows to Go device. I'm just going to hit enter on the keyboard. And in just a second, we should see the Windows 8 logo pop up. And there it is. Let me see if I can get you a little better shot. There we go. There's my Windows to go or my Windows 8 logo. And it's booting right now. I don't know if you can see it, but it's booting. And I've got plenty of activity on my USB drive. And here we go. It's up and running. I've got my little LexT welcome screen. And so now I'll just log in. Give me just a second here to log in. This is the first time I've booted on this device, so it's getting my profile ready. And there we go. And there we have it. Windows 8 running off of a USB device on a laptop that I've never booted before with Windows 8 on it. So pretty cool. I'm just going to go ahead and shut this down. See if I can do this backwards. And power. And shut down. And I'm going to try and get you a picture of the USB stick. But I don't know if you can tell, but that USB stick is glowing blue there. As we shut the box down. So we are reading and writing to the USB stick. My page file's on the USB stick. Everything's on the USB stick. And as soon as it's done shutting down, I can unplug it, plug it into a different box, and be right back where I was. See if I can do this without messing up the podcast. Okay. So that's Windows to go. That's how it works. That's the demo. There's some other stuff that I kind of want to cover real quick. So let me just share a web page for you. I want to make sure that everybody is aware of this website. If you go to technet.microsoft.com and you just search on Windows to go, there's a great article on the Windows to go features overview that you can pull up, read through, and I highly recommend you do that. There's a couple of important links on this page. The one that I'm just going to go over with you real quick is the differences between Windows to go and a typical installation of Windows. So the first one here is internal hard disks are offline, and that's true. By default, the hard disks are not accessible when you're booting into Windows to go. So there's a reason we do that, right? If you're an enterprise customer, you may not want a user to be able to move company data from their local hard drive onto the Windows to go stick or the other way around, right? Now, does that actually prevent things like that from happening? Well, I mean, it does from a Windows to go perspective, but remember, you have other USB ports, so you can always move stuff to other USB devices, and we don't prevent that from happening, but this is just our attempt to make things a little more secure, prevent you from infecting your local computer or prevent your local computer from affecting your Windows to go platform with something that you don't want, some malware, a virus, etc. You can bring the drives online if you have administrative rights, but you would have to have local admin rights to do that. And remember that if you're booting off the Windows to go device, it's local admin rights in the account that you're using to launch Windows to go with, because that's the account you're going to be logged in as. TPM is not used. That's true. You can BitLocker the drive, but we don't use TPM. Hibernate is disabled. That's true. You don't want to hibernate on machine A and then unplug and go to machine B and plug it in and you know, try and wake the machine up. Completely different hardware platforms, completely different driver sets. So hibernate would be kind of a bad idea. The Windows recovery available, the Windows recovery environment, sorry, isn't available. Remember, we do these in one take. In rare cases, You know, if you need to recover your Windows to Go drive, you can reimage the drive. And there are some other tricks and some tools that are I've heard about. I can't guarantee that they'll come out, but I've heard that there are some tools coming out that will help with that. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. Hopefully you guys will get to play with it. Hopefully you guys will, you know, set up your own Windows to Go device and use it, because it's really cool. And it just makes things so much easier, especially if you've got your own personal device. So let's talk about this stuff for just a second. I just wanted to talk about a couple of other key points, right? Number one, if you're an enterprise customer, one of the big things is bring your own device. That's kind of one of the new buzzwords. And so this really helps you enable bring your own device. I've got a customer. I'm a technical account manager here at Microsoft. And one of the things that my customer is very excited about with Windows to Go is that they have an influx of college kids that come in, interns. And, you know, they all have their own devices. And it's kind of redundant for my customer to buy them their own laptops or give them a laptop that they can use, you know, during their stay if they don't need to do that. So Windows to Go really kind of makes that a non-issue. They can build a Windows to Go device, issue it to an intern. That intern can use the device while they're interning for that company, you know, for my customer's company. And then at the end of the internship, they just turn in their USB device, and all is well. I can reimage the device, issue it to the next person without having to spend a lot of money on hardware, laptops, etc. So that's a huge benefit. Also, I'm going to tell you guys a story. And this happened to me the other day. And this is a really cool use for Windows to Go. I was in the airport. I live in Charlotte. And I was in Charlotte Douglas Airport getting ready to fly to a customer site. And I was wearing a Microsoft shirt. And, you know, you never want to wear a Microsoft shirt in public, because you're going to get people that either love us or have a computer problem and they want us to fix it. So I was sitting down, and this guy came up to me and started talking to me and said, "Hey, do you work for Microsoft?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I'm having a problem with my laptop. Can you look at it?" And I said, "Sure." The issue was his trackpad wasn't working, and he was convinced he had a bad trackpad. I pulled out my Windows to Go device, stuck it in the USB port of that machine, booted it up, and his trackpad worked flawlessly. So, you know, in a matter of a couple of minutes, you know, the length of time it took to get his laptop shut down, plug a Windows to Go device in it, and power it back up, I instantly eliminated hardware as an issue. So at that point, we just knew it was a driver. He went back to Lenovo, updated his driver right there at the airport on their website, and guess what? His trackpad worked like a champ. So just another prime example of how cool Windows to Go is, and another example of really what this technology can do for you. Windows to Go is one of the most exciting pieces in Windows 8 as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure there are people that'll disagree with that, but that's my opinion on it. I love it. I use it every day. In fact, this entire podcast was recorded using a machine that's running on a Windows to Go drive. So there you go. Works like a champ. Well, guys, that's the end. You know, we've come to the end of the first episode of Season 2. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to contact me via topp@microsoft.com. Again, that's topp@microsoft.com. If you have any Windows to Go questions, any Windows 8 questions, any questions about anything that we cover in this podcast, feel free to reach out to me. I look forward to it. Thanks, you guys, and that was your Taste of Premiere.